Most studies examining the usefulness of cephalometric planning for orthognathic surgery have focused on soft tissue and looked at the ability of the cephalometric planning software to predict the soft tissue outcome when the hard tissue was changed exactly as planned. A new study published in the June 2010 issue of the British Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery looked at the usefulness of two-dimensional planning a bit differently. The study is called The Accuracy of Two-Dimensional Planning for Routine Orthognathic Surgery, and it was published by Rustemeyer and colleagues from Germany. The question asked by this study was a bit different because they wanted to know if a certain movement of the mandible and or maxilla was planned after a combination of cephalometric planning and model surgery, how close did the actual bony structures end up compared to that planned ideal? In order to answer this question, a retrospective group of 54 subjects was studied who all had mandibular surgery for advancement or setback. A little more than half the subjects also had maxillary surgery to address vertical issues, and the subjects were relatively evenly divided between advancements and setbacks. The predictions were done on a pre-surgical cephalometric tracing using the software tools provided. 6 cephalometric measurements were then recorded from the prediction tracing and compared to the actual surgical outcome derived from a post-surgical cephalogram taken 2 weeks after surgery when the splint was removed. The assessment included the sagittal measurements SNA, SNB, and ANB, and the vertical measurements of mandibular plane angle, palatal plane angle, and gonial angle. The comparison of these 6 measurements between prediction and actual were used to assess the accuracy of the planning process for everyday use. In general, the mean difference between prediction and outcome was found to be about 1 to 2 degrees. This sounds pretty good until you examine the range of differences, which had extremes of 6 to 8 degrees. I think we would all agree that being within a degree or two is reasonable, but being 8.5 degrees different on the mandibular plane angle, which was one extreme in this sample, is probably not acceptable. The general conclusion would be that two-dimensional cephalometric predictions are a useful everyday tool and generally represent how the hard tissues will be positioned after surgery. It's important to realize, however, that some relatively significant differences from the prediction are possible due to a number of issues ranging from transferring the plan to 3 dimensions to executing the plan during the operation. The general trends found in the study showed that the maxilla tended to be less advanced and more impacted in the anterior than planned, and that the amount of mandibular change, either advancement or setback, was greater than predicted. My recommendation would be that you continue to use proven two-dimensional prediction tools for orthognathic surgery until something better comes along. They are generally accurate, but can have instances of large error. For more information about this study of orthognathic surgery planning, see the June 2010 issue of the British Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery.